A member of my family has now seen Top Gun Maverick twice. She wasn't alive for the release of the original Top Gun, but went with a friend to the new one, then went with another friend. And along the way, the Tom Cruise sequel has now earned $500 million. Now comes the question of who deserves a slice of the profit. A magazine story inspired the original Top Gun, and the author's family is suing. Here's NPR's Joe Hernandez.
In 1983, Ehud Yonai wrote an article for California Magazine called Top Guns, a character-driven tale of two ambitious Navy fighter pilots. Paramount Pictures bought up the film rights, and 3 years later, in 1986, Top Gun came out. Now, Yonai's family say they own the copyright to the story and that Paramount is infringing on it.
They feel it's unfair. The family is the widow and son of the author. Couldn't be nicer.
That's Mark Toberoff, the family's attorney. He says the law allows creators to recover the copyright to their work after 35 years to
financially benefit from their creation, to participate in some meaningful way in the fruits of their labor.
But the lawsuit claims Paramount didn't reacquire the film rights to the story before releasing Top Gun Maverick.
They were silent. They did not even attempt for any sum of money to relicense the rights of the story.
In a statement to NPR, Paramount said, quote, "These claims are without merit and we will defend ourselves vigorously." The studio also said in response to a cease and desist letter sent by the family that Top Gun Maverick isn't obviously derivative of the magazine story and that the film was sufficiently completed before the copyright switched over. The Yonais dispute both of those claims. Which of those arguments will fly is now up to the court. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.